Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you have reached American Health Crisis through Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Paulette Young. We have another hot topic. We're going to talk about the glyphosate weed killer in food. What is it, and when did it get started? We have published other shows 5 months ago and a year ago talking about glyphosate. I'm so glad that it's hitting our regular news finally. Anyway, the World Health Organization stated in 2015 that glyphosate is probably carcinogenic to humans. They said that in 2015. Today it has become a serious health hazard to adults, children, and pets around the world. Glyphosate is a herbicide. It's a poison. Was first registered for use in the United States in 1974. It is used to kill unwanted plants and weeds. The weed killer Roundup has glyphosate in it. As far back as 1985, the EPA, which is the Environmental Protection Agency, stated that glyphosate is a possible carcinogen. In animals, it showed cancer of kidneys, pancreas, and other tumors. It has damaged DNA and chromosomes. So join us tonight. I'm your host, Paulette Young, and we have Selena Lindsay on the line, and she's going to tell you a little bit about herself, and we'll get started. Hi, Selena.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, great. Tell your audience a little bit about yourself.
Okay, first of all, and least of all, I'm a CPA, a retired CPA with over 30 years in the business. In addition to that, what I do is I run about 15 different nonprofits and also help to more or less to say band together nonprofits as a collaborative, and a collaborative effort for issues just like the ones that we talk about on the show. In addition to that, I sit on the board of, I'd say, 10 to 20 of them. And we will talk a little bit more about some of those and what they do in your community at the end of the show.
Okay. That's a hot topic. We visited this twice already, and now it's just our regular news, finally. it's sad that when I look at the numbers when it was first introduced, and then, you know, as far back as 1985, your environmental people have been saying something, and yet we just go on like this is no big deal.
Well, it's never any much of a big deal until they get into somebody's pocket, and that finally happened.
Yeah.
As of this morning, we have an individual and a lawyer that won the case for $300 million. So that makes the news.
Yes, thank God.
And unfortunately, this terminal, if you go up in Google, you'll see that some of what this carcinogenic is doing to him, you know, his hands, his face, and he has two kids, and so that's just not a nice thing. And it's ridiculous that the FDA, which is a part of their job of what they're supposed to do, they're not effectively doing it. And some of the things that we like to talk about, because some of you just understand Roundup to be something that you go out and spray the weeds with. But on a larger plane, what the farmers do is they do the same thing. So before the corn is picked or before the oats are picked, you know, they send out the plane to go and spray the field. And when they spray the field, they use this same stuff. And the key here is that it has gotten into the food supply. So some of the more common foods that you eat, such as your Cheerios and your Fruit Loops, all those kinds of things, and your great snacking oatmeal cookies and all those kinds of things, And so the proof is in the pudding now, because you can now go and buy a strip just like you buy from to test your water. And, you know, they're sitting on television this morning on Good Morning America. And for those of you that would like to see that information, you can go to Good Morning America and see the show that they broadcast this morning. They do a live test right on the show. Stick it in either one of the products, and the so-called safe level is supposed to be about 160 milligrams. What they find out is within a box of cereal, the level was 460 milligrams, four times as much as supposed to be safe.
Yeah,
what do you think about that for you?
I have a problem with a safe level. No one on the face of the earth would give their child poison if they knew it had a trace of poison. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't say, well, there's a little bit of poop, it's okay. No, it's not. We have, and look what's happening to the kids. Increase in cancer, increase in tumors. And I wrote a list of some of the things that they had said. Cheerios, Lucky Charms, if it didn't have marshmallows, not the ones with marshmallows in it, Quaker oatmeal, Kellogg's, Cracklin, Oat Bran, Nature Valley granola bars. I thought, wow. Back to Nature Classic granolas, Quakers, Simply granola oats, honey. I don't know which honey, though. Raisins and almonds and Nature Valley's granola protein, oats and honey. And then he said a thyme vanilla, blueberry, clusters with flax seeds, back to nature, banana, walnut, granola, clusters. They tried to say they had safe level. Who wants a little bit of poison in their food? And there's no one that will say they would want a little bit of poison in their food or a little bit of poop in your food. Who wants that stuff? Lucky Charms. Kellogg's.
Don't hurt you.
Yeah, right. And it's hurting them. It's hurting us by coming down with cancer and then coming down with tumors. So it is hurting. And they've been in operation for, I think it's 45 years. So it's not like when we were born, we had this stuff. And we didn't have as much cancer either and tumors like what we see on the rise here. And it's sad because it's not just here in the United States, but it's global because that Roundup stuff is so global. There was a period in there, I don't remember the year, wasn't able to find it, where they weren't allowed to do all that spraying. And I'm not sure when it came back. They weren't allowed, they had banned, you know, this spraying of this poisonous stuff. But then, I'm not sure what year it came back. Maybe it came back in 74. I don't know the exact time of that. But this has been around, and they've known the results for a long time. It's about time people are hollering about this stuff and what's going to be done. Because your average fast food and all those places, they sell oatmeal cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the glyphosate in it. So what is the consumer to do? All this stuff is sold openly on the market. What about all those cookies? They're already made up in all the stores, all the restaurants. They got the oats there.
Well, we have visited this before, and if nothing else, in the same mannerism with a talk show which concerned water, which was your same concern. And, you know, it's definitely always been one of mine. If it has so much as a milligram of poop in it, would you drink it? You know, me and you both have run them out of the water department with that one because they say it's safe. But they don't drink the city water.
Yeah, a little bit of poison is okay. Who would take a spray of poison and give their child a little bit of it? Who would do that? Even the brain part of saying a little bit is all right. No, banned it. And the farmers and the landscapers, the agriculture workers, gardeners, groundkeepers, pesticides and herbicides, they use that stuff. And they don't realize how poison it is. They're in a hazardous job that will take their lives. I remember years ago, my parents, the neighbors where we lived, the husband, he did a lot of gardening. I remember back then, with no proof, they believed that he came down with cancer because of all those chemicals he worked doing his flower gardens and plants and all that. And now, and see, glyphosate would have been there. And so Roundup needs to be off the market.
The proof is in the pudding now.
You know, so we're for sake of a dollar, we're killing the people. We're our crops. Should we, you know, now when we go to the market, what are you going to buy? I know parents have to stop buying that stuff, especially after it's already on the TV. We broadcast it twice already, way before the television station got a hold of it. We've been talking about it. Because our concern about the cancer.
And, that's the reason why we're talking about it again, is to try to get the word out and try to get people to realize that a bunch of the common brands that they buy every day, and people somehow forget. I was talking to a lady today, and she says, well, I sprinkle granola on my yogurt, and I use organic. I said, what's that got to do with the sale of, what's that got to do with the with tea in China?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's still been sprayed. And she said, but it's organic. I go, it doesn't got to do with anything.
Yeah, the organic poison. Organic poison. And that's why I don't like labeling
it. And it's on the sun, even the grass, it's poison too. Everybody's got it.
Mm-hmm. And we wonder why there's increasing cancer, especially in the kids. It's in their food. We've been saying that too. It's in the food. Read those labels. Look at all those chemicals. And then where it depends on if it's organic, the seeds have to be organic too.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the seed is contaminated, I don't care what you call organic, that's not organic if the seeds themselves aren't the right seeds. So we've created a mess. That's what we've done. And Roundup must have a lot of power to still be on the market. It damaged the DNA. It damaged the chromosomes. They already have proof of all this stuff. You don't need no more proof.
Well, first place, Roundup was not cheap either.
No?
You know, that it was something you bought in the store. You could buy the others, but they didn't work. But now you know why it killed the plant.
Yeah, and it kills people. Because it became part of the food chain. So it's killing the people,
Absolutely.
Which is unfortunate. That stuff, you can pick up labels. We don't have a good labeling system because some things they don't have to put. It can be in it, but they don't have to say it. And that's unfortunate. And every year.
Well, I'm not saying it's a labeling system. It's the people that are supposed to supervise it, you know, and you know, point blank. When you say Federal Drug Administration, they might as well be out on holiday because they use what I call fraudulent practices.
Yeah. If these other agencies have already said something, your World Health Organization had already said something. Your EPA in 1985 said something. That 85, this is 2018. They had already said something, and nothing was done. And now that a man won his lawsuit, you know, well, when is all this stuff coming off the market? Ain't going to, I bet you. It's the consumers have to beware and don't buy those products. That's how, you know, it's consumer awareness.
That's it.
That's
and
the people have
when they go and do the test right on the show, I mean, it's just, you know, you just sort of see Michael Strahan. I mean, his mouth fell open. I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, because I thought
it's
about
right in front of you.
Half that stuff they're talking about, now even if you eat out at the restaurant, it's there. It's in their food.
It doesn't miss anybody because we're technically eating from the same table.
Right.
You know, when they say it's grown fresh and brought straight to your table, that's the truth. Everybody gets some of it.
That's why so many people are going back to these farmers that have their own farms that do not spray any of this stuff, do not use glyphosate at all. And the food does, their vegetables and things, there is a difference in taste, entirely different. It tastes better. It makes you want to eat the stuff rather than, ooh, this doesn't taste right. But I'm not shocked because it's just taking too long. I guess because the people aren't saying anything. If the public was crying,
the
hollering, I wonder what's going to happen, you know, with Channel 7 being brave enough to say something finally.
Well, you know, that's Disneyland, the family channel. And it's not only that, it's when you, like anything else, you know, the same way that, you know, real punishment happens is when you get hit in the pocket. That's when it affects something, you know, because so long as they can keep going to the bank and seeing their bank account grow, then they're not disturbed about what you say or what you do. It's when, like you said, the people themselves show them their power by not purchasing the product.
Knowing that this product causes pancreatic cancer in animals, I wonder, is that one of the reasons why we have an increase in pancreatic cancer here in people? Everywhere,
well,
everybody knows somebody that had pancreatic cancer. That is, that you didn't hear of that before.
Well, you didn't even hear of who did you know that had cancer. So now almost anybody you run into has a family member or someone that they know of that has had cancer.
Uncle. Now, we've heard a lot of colon cancer, but not pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is known to cause pancreatic cancer and other tumors. So now I can see why there's an increase in the children, because it's in the food. And people have to be aware.
Absolutely.
You're going to have to pay what you're eating. You may have to pay more, but you're going to pay more fighting for a child's life than if you make changes with the food now.
Well, oatmeal used to be one of our staple foods. I mean, that's what you had for breakfast when you couldn't have
oatmeal. I got oatmeal in my cabinet. I'm throwing it all out. I'm going through. I said, wow. And Cheerios,
you
most people use that
salad, huh?
As a snack. I said, wow. So no Cheerios. And those Nature Bars, Nature Valley.
Yeah,
like,
oh, your good stuff.
Yeah,
get some new good stuff.
You grab it when you're rushing, you know, get a cup of coffee or something. And now that ain't a good healthy snack at all. You cannot have that.
That's a good healthy dose.
And then now you can see why people are getting bladder cancer, brain cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer, kidney cancer, lung cancer, prostate. Is that why we prostate? And they always say, they don't know what caused it? Really? How many men work out in the yard and use crazy Roundup? Is that why the men are getting it?
Mm-hmm.
We need answers. Rectum cancer, skin cancer, and testicle cancer. You know, they say they don't know what caused the prostate cancer. Is it in the Roundup?
It probably is.
Is it in the Roundup?
It's in oil products, though, because remember a long time ago,
yeah.
You didn't go to Pep Boys.
Oil,
you didn't go to see a sign that said this cancerous materials in here. All the years of being around that stuff. Most women didn't do auto mechanics, men did.
Mm-hmm. And men are more likely to do yard work, yep, and mechanics. And mm-hmm. the mechanics. I mean, some women do, but it's still a man's world in those areas. Now, people that have sons, would you want your son to use that stuff? Because it goes through the skin.
Well, they really follow the direct way that they do eating it. It's totally ingesting.
Now I want to ask everybody that had prostate cancer, did they use Roundup? That'd be curious to know. That's sad. Oh, this is so alarming. I'm so glad they finally publicized it on national TV. So hopefully enough people would pick it up and want something done about this Roundup. It needs to be taken off the market. Like
right away.
Any
product is wanted.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous.
So why
and it's ridiculous that we do
unwanted plants and weeds is killing the people. It's killing their body parts. Like, you know, ending up with all these different cancer of their various organs. It's not right. The people need to cry out. Glyphosate, anything with glyphosate needs to be taken off the market. That whole thing needs to be taken off. And how dare us approve it in 1974? And then now look at the results. And this is 2018. I'm curious to know, I'll have to do my homework on that, how many prostate cancer do we have prior to 1974? Before glyphosate.
I'm quite sure a lot less than we have right now.
So there you go.
And if you think not, I'll be the first one to tell you, the urology business has gotten big.
Mm-hmm.
Previously, before you didn't see, it was hard to find a urologist, a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Man, because in the first place, what man want to go in there and take that part to the doctor, and the only way they can view that part is, you know, they have to run a tube straight through that lower extremity part to take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a man that wants to unzip anything and hand it to the doctor.
If anyone's joining us for the first time, you're on American Health Crisis. You're listening to your host, Paulette Young, along with Selena Lindsay as a guest, and we're talking about glyphosate. It's a herbicide. It's a poison that came here to the United States in 1974. They okay it. And so it was supposed to be used for unwanted plants like weeds. They want to kill it. Unfortunately, it's in the food chain now. And with that, there's been an increase in the various cancer to our various body parts and increase in cancer with children too. Even though they seem to not know why the increase, we do know for a fact that these things are not good. So, and it's not, you know, the reports are in, it was already known way back in 1985 by your Environmental Protection Agency. They already said what the possibilities were. And this is 2018. So this isn't something that they just discovered. They've already known. The World Health Organization already stated in 2015 that it probably caused cancer. Probably. It does. As Selena Lindsay has said, a man won $300 million lawsuit against the Roundup pesticide company that has glyphosate in the product. If anyone wants to still call in, The number is 858-769-4936. Press 1. You'll be on the air around the whole world. They'll be able to hear you if you want to speak. If not, you can just listen.
Disastrous, but informing. And if this were, first of all, it is something that people feel that, you know, what the company. But the real heartfelt issue with me is simply that people that hold stock in a company like this, people that are the owners, somewhere at the back of the chain, there's a family that goes to the bank with the check. And to be, as far as I'm concerned, if we were talking about robbing the bank and you were the one that was outside driving the car, you're just as guilty as the one that actually committed the robbery. And far as I'm concerned, this is all about the robbery and all of those that participate in helping them do their dirt. And when we sit and we talk about the FDA, these are people that are in cahoots. They're helping them commit the robbery. And that's why nothing has been done for 20 years.
45. This stuff was introduced 45 years ago.
And they somehow managed to pull the wool over people, you know, and have people issue this stuff out like we're talking about a Kool-Aid. You know, they're handing it out, and they've gotten parents to hand it to their children and give it to their babies and think nothing of it.
Yeah, I still don't like that they can have a little bit of poison, and that's fine, versus no poison at all. A little bit of poison is supposed to be safe.
Absolutely.
Let someone know that poison's in their food. I guarantee you cannot get them to eat that food. Guarantee it. No one will eat anything that has a little bit of poison in it. They wouldn't. And then the nerve to tell us it ain't going to harm us. Right. While we're watching the numbers go up in cancer cases. Why a little bit? We didn't have it before. In the old days, they didn't have those poisons and put them on the plants. It was unheard of.
Nope.
Now all of a sudden, our grandparents didn't have poison. They didn't even have a little bit.
No, they had a rake and a hoe, and they went out and they sprayed plants that had the little white stuff on them. Yeah, they sprayed them with things like onion juice and garlic to get rid of some of the
pests. Now we got poison. We wonder why people coming down with cancer. And then the people coming down with cancer, if they're very unaware of what they're, because some people like doing yard work, so they may not be aware that very thing that you're, you know, putting on your, you know, plants and stuff is killing you.
Well, the same thing for people that love to work on cars. Can you imagine how they felt when they find out that these products are full of cancer-causing chemicals?
Yeah, why do they put that in oil for a car?
And they've been hanging around breathing. Well, have you ever noticed that Roundup is oily?
No, I haven't paid attention. Roundup needs to be off the market.
Mm-hmm.
That's a $1 trillion industry because it's global. It's not Roundup, it's so global.
Well,
they
robbed the people and then they ran and hid.
Finally.
And to me, it's sort of like a bad movie. They make a bad movie. They don't care about the fact that the movie is bad. It's all about the money. because you can make a horrible movie. If it makes $34 million, who cares?
Yeah, but you know what? It's going to take the people. The people are going to have to be more aware, listen to programs like this broadcast, listen to the news, you know, take that stuff serious. And if you're in doubt, go to the medical library. The information's there. You can read it there, too. Facts are all there.
Yeah, and
not like facts are
hidden.
And
the other thing is for them to not pay attention to the propaganda. Stop looking at the Cheerio guy. Stop looking at the guy with the bumblebee running around. You know, stop looking at the leprechaun talking about his lucky charms, because it ain't nothing in this stuff.
Ain't nothing lucky about coming down with cancer. Ain't nothing lucky about that.
No, and that's gonna keep you healthy and away from the doctor.
Right. You're going to have
Absolutely.
To take your health into your own hands if you want to stay alive and not come down with all these sickness and diseases. The average man should really be listening, because they're coming down with that crazy prostate cancer and nobody seems to know why. So is it in the, and I just question it, is it in the glyphosate? Watch what weed killer, what are you using? There's some natural means, now I didn't look that part up, that you can use to kill those weeds. That's what they did in the old days. They didn't use poison. Why was poison introduced? I guess because they can make money. Plus it's quick and fast. But then while they're making money, you're killing yourself. This stuff been known for a long, long time. This ain't nothing new. Okay, we've been talking about glyphosate, and it is a poison. It's in that Roundup pesticide that they sell farmers and people that want to kill weed and stuff. It'll kill you too. It can kill you too by you coming down with cancer. So. Maybe we've just met the culprit that may possibly cause prostate cancer, since it's affecting men, you know, with that. But anyway, we've been talking about glyphosate, which is a poison they do know it causes cancer of the various parts of your body, and in adults, children, and pets, poor pets. I'm your host, Paulette Young, and you've also been listening to Selena Lindsay. We got about another 20 minutes, and Selena's going to talk about some of the other things that some of you may, services you may need. Okay, Selena, you can go ahead.
Okay. One of the first ones that we'll briefly talk about is called VeteranCareSolutions.org. VeteranCareSolutions.org is run by LaShonda Jones. What the primary thing that this organization does is to work with veterans and to provide them with anything that they need for health care, housing, psychiatric help. Also, to be able to act as a steering center to steer them to whatever services that might be available to them to help them with their problems and to help them integrate back into society. Veterans Care Solutions, the phone number over there is area code 909-329-8288, and the person in charge over there is LaShonda Jones. Again, the name of the organization is Veterans Care Solutions. The next organization, and I just love to kind of talk about them because they're kind of funny. The name is kind of a funny name, and it just kind of gets my goat. It's called Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired. This organization is run by Kathy Braxton. They're located at 290 East D Street in Colton, California. And on the fourth Saturday of every month, they do something like a little barbecue, and they also do a food giveaway and hand out food to those that don't have any or don't have basic supplies. But the cutest things that they do is sometimes they do hot dogs, sometimes they do hamburgers, and they're very, very giving people to want to help those in the community like that. And if you get there before 12 noon, again, the address is 290 East D Street in Colton, California. You can reach Kathy Braxton if you'd like to donate or come out and volunteer and help them out with being able to accomplish their mission. You can reach Kathy at area code 562-313-0041. Again, the name of the organization is Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired. The next organization I sit on the board of directors is called Sowing Seeds for Life. And Sowing Seeds for Life is the second largest food bank in Southern California. You might go to the website, which is basically the same name, www.sowingseedsforlife.org. Sowing Seeds for Life is located at 1350 Arrow Highway. Should you like to donate or you'd like to come out and volunteer, please go to our website. All the local phone numbers are there. Or please call up and talk to Fran Robinson at area code 909-293-7735, extension 232. Again, that phone number is 909-293-7735, extension 232. Again, the name of the organization, Sowing Seeds for Life. The next organization I'd like to talk about is called Coley's Outreach. Coley's Outreach was primarily designed to help parolees and help those that have been to jail due to some type of unfortunate circumstances and help them reiterate themselves back into society. Some of what Mr. Keith Coley does, who is the leader over there, is to maybe help them find a job or take them fishing or, you know, sit and talk with them and find out what their problems are and send them to resources so that they can pull up their own bootstraps and sort of help themselves. You can reach Mr. Keith Coley at area code 909-358-7391. And if you happen to have an old car or something laying around that can help one of these guys, please give Mr. Keith Coley a phone call, again, at area code 909-358-7391. The next organization that we'd like to briefly talk about is another little place that is called One.org. At One.org, this one is one that's close to both me and Paulette Young's heart because their mission is to stop the spread of HIV. And nowadays, of course, they can even do that before the child is born. And so they have advanced understanding, and they're really disciplined through their research and education. Again, the name of the organization, just go to the website. You'll see the phone number there. It's
Hello?
One, it's O-N-E dot
Hello?
Org. Hello?
What happened? Selena?
Yes. Hello?
Okay. I think we're having maybe a little technical difficulty.
A little technical difficulty. Well, you can sign off there.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Are you finished?
Hello?
You're going to say some more.
Move forward. There's one more organization called Camp Corral. Camp Corral is a free summer camp which is primarily designed for military children, with priority given to a wounded or disabled or fallen military family. You can go to their website, which is www.campcorral.org, or you can call the phone number, which is 855 605-1267. Again, the name of the organization is Camp Correll, which what they do is try to help military children. And you can reach them by calling the phone number 855-605-1267. At the close of every show, I always say my piece, which goes like this. I choose to speak out because silence is consent. I am a self-proclaimed change agent. Yes, I am an agitator. I choose to be provocative. Speaking out raises tough issues. Sometimes it makes other people uncomfortable. Moreover, making some people uncomfortable is who I work hard to be. I take risks and I use myself. I tell life stories and experiences. I share my weakness and my mistakes. And I use me as the guinea pig. Basically, I have a belief, and that belief is to help those that cannot help themselves. I am Selena A. Enzi. I appreciate the fact that you took the time to listen to our broadcast tonight, and I look forward to you being with us again on our next radio show. Have a great evening. Good night.
Good night. Bye.